Hello, grandkids, and welcome to the Stunt Granny audio interview series. This is Kevin DeFrango joining us this week to talk about New Ohio Wrestling 10 that will be taking place in Grove City, Columbus, just outside of Columbus at Kickmaster Foot Golf. Is Warhorse, which is comprised of the Disciple of War, Crosshairs Kelly, and Pat the Bruiser. How are you doing tonight, gentlemen?
Doing all right, man. How are you doing tonight, Kevin?
I cannot argue. I have had a long time in between setting up any of these interviews, so it's good to be back at it. And it's always fun when there is an upcoming event to talk to some of the participants to get a good preview of what I'm ready to see. And considering that there has not been much tag team action, you guys are something of a bit of fresh air. Is a legitimate tag team that has been doing so around the state of Ohio, in fact.
We started off in separate tag teams, and then we started off training at the same school about 4 years ago, and then we ended up in separate tag teams. Mine fizzled fairly quickly. Bruiser went on to tag with his brother for a little bit, Baker, and Baker took some time off, and the stars kind of aligned, and we ended up starting a tag team.
And your opponents this coming Saturday are Chuck the Truck and Jake Ely. And from what I understand, you guys have a little bit of a history that will be coming into this this matchup.
This Saturday, we got an Electruck Company one more time.
Electric. That is a cute name. Word is that it was an unfortunate series of events that happened in OCW against these guys for you two.
We made our entrance in OCW. We were undefeated, winning the tag team titles from the Star Flyers, and we remained undefeated from every tag team that stepped toward us, including Electra. They got the best of us the last time. Ended up sneaking a victory, and we plan on returning the favor in a sense. So it's not necessarily about the titles this weekend, but it is. It's personal. It's a little personal.
Well, you definitely cannot win your tag team titles back, unfortunately, at this event, New Ohio Wrestling. But is revenge just going to be just as sweet without it, or do you think you'll get a leg up in what could be the early version of a tag team title tournament for New Ohio Wrestling?
It'd be awesome if New Ohio decides to start a true tag team division. We're always willing to step in the ring with anybody. We want the opportunity to work anybody at any time in any kind of match. We love wrestling. We want to get better, and you get better by working different people and taking that opportunity to learn. Either learn from your mistakes or learn from what actually works in the ring.
Now, without giving away any game plan, are there some changes afoot to prevent what happened in OCW?
Put him down.
Yeah, you can't take. Electric as a joke. You
took him a little too lightly.
They actually came up and were ready for a fight that last time. So this time we got to bring the fight to them. And sadly, there will be no regard. The only thing that we care about is walking out with a victory and leaving them alive. Surrounding states just needs to be prepared because we're coming. And it's a simple fact, like we start chanting MDK to each other. It's something that we're trying to get picked up. We can check out your MDK shirts here soon. But that stands for Murder, Death, Kill.
And that's all we got. That's it.
Excellent. This was Warhorse, and they will be taking on Elektruk this coming Saturday in Grove City for New Ohio Wrestling, Fields versus Taylor. And yeah, you can get your tickets now, and hopefully you come out and enjoy a great show.